This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
Hey, joining us now, as he does each and every Tuesday, from auburnsports.com, our man Brian Matthews on our Dreamland Barbecue guest hotline. Brian, good morning, sir. How are you today?
Good morning, guys. Doing terrific.
We look at the close of the regular season in basketball, and Auburn finds a way to win against South Carolina despite a premature confetti explosion. And they win a share of the SEC championship. Can you speak to the improbability of this entire season for Auburn and how this was done in the basketball program?
Well, I mean, you know, first of all, it's only the third time in school history it's happened. That's pretty impressive. The first time since 99, and to do it with everything, you know, that's happened over the past, you know, 6 months or so, I think it's a pretty incredible journey they've been on. You know, I don't think anybody thought that Auburn basketball was going to do anything special this season. You know, once the news of Chuck Person broke and, you know, Wiley and Pure Foy were suspended for the whole season, and then, you know, they bounced back from McLemore getting injured, a starter, the leading shot blocker in the conference. And they just kept on keeping on, and here they are, the number one seed. And, you know, they've already, you know, clinched their ticket to the NCAA tournament for the first time in a long time. So it's been a magical season for Auburn basketball.
In terms of the game itself, it was encouraging because it seemed as though, obviously with 29 points, Bryce Brown is back on the beam. Jared Harper with 18 points and 8 assists. That seems like it was a bounce-back game for both of those guys. Did you see that, Brian?
Yeah, I do feel that way, absolutely. And I think having Bryce back healthier and, you know, confident and hitting that shot is really important for Auburn. And you got to think this time off is good for him and good for the whole team. And I would not be surprised if they come out playing really well in that opener. You know, Friday, whether it's Alabama or Texas A&M, they play. I think that time off is really good for this team.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I think, you know, probably the thing they need the most, Brian, is a little time off. It's been a long season. They've had to deal with injuries, and you mentioned some of the off-the-court issues. Taking advantage of this off time, I would think that was something that Coach Pearl is kind of wanting to take advantage of.
Oh, absolutely. They needed the rest, and they just need some time to, you know, work on some things and improve in some areas, you know, as they get into the second part of their season. And, you know, I still think this team, even though they're not as deep as they were, you know, they suffered through some things. I still think it's a really good team. And I think they've got a chance to make a run here, whether it's in the tournament or the SEC or the NCAA tournament or both. I still think this team has some exciting moments ahead.
Yeah, we were sort of playing devil's advocate with a couple of our callers yesterday in that, you know, it would not be the worst thing in the world if Auburn just came in on Friday, played the game, maybe they lose and they get some more time off before the NCAA tournament, in that, you know, I think they have a chance, like you said, to make some noise in the big dance if they can just get rested and healthier. In your estimation, is this a team well suited right now for the rigors of NCAA tournament play?
You know, I don't think it's as well-suited as it could be. I think the depth issue, the lack of the bigs, is going to hurt them eventually. Mm-hmm. But I do think they have something that's really important for tournament play, and that's really good guard play. And that could take a team a long way. So, you know, in that regard, and just the way they play together, I think that's a big plus. But, yeah, I think – you look at that team, and Bruce is saying throughout the season they could win or lose to anybody. And I think that's the case. That's going to be the case with Auburn in the next however many games they have left, because certainly, you know, a bad matchup and they can get beat, or if they're off shooting, you know, it can end just like that. But they're also capable of beating just about anybody if they're hot.
You know, Brian, the thing that has really jumped off the page at me, and you can't teach it, is hustle. And this Auburn team has hustled every game I've seen them play. I mean, they're relentless on the floor. Whether they're undersized or don't have enough depth or whatever, hustle has been what has been the difference. or what is made up for some of these other areas that they might have been a little slim in.
I agree 100% with that. They have outplayed some teams that are more talented more talented than them several times this season, and just beat them on pure effort. And that's another big plus for this team. And you know, guys like DeSean Murray and some of the leaders on this team make a big difference in that area. So you're absolutely right, and I agree with you. And you know, the only drawback to that is it does take a lot of energy to play like that, and that's why I think they need this time off at year. You know, between the season and the tournament, just to rest up and to refocus and to reset everything.
Brian Matthews, AuburnSports.com. I'm going to ask a tough one, Brian. If you had the vote, who's the SEC Player of the Year?
Well, I would vote for the best player on the best team. But that's even hard to determine.
Yeah.
But I would still go with Bryce Brown. And, you know, I think you can make a case for Jared Harper. I think you can make a case for several players and other teams in the conference. So I think it's going to be really tight and close. And but, you know, the reason I would say Bryce is because, you know, when he got banged up there at the end of the season and Auburn lost 3 of 4, you know, I think part of that was because, you know, of his injury and his lack of production there. And when he came back against South Carolina and started hitting those shots, you know, you saw what type of team Auburn's like when he's on his game.
One look at the website, and it's AuburnSports.com, part of the Rivals Network. Of course, great coverage of spring practice. And one of the pieces that you have put on the website came yesterday about the opportunity Malik Willis has to get lots of snaps in the spring with the ones. This is a real chance for him. He's not going to be the starter, but a real chance for him to set himself up, not for next year, but the year after. How well suited do you think Malik Willis is to take advantage of the opportunity this spring?
I think he is well suited. You know, he's a really smart young man, hardworking, wants to be good. So I think he's going to take advantage of this opportunity he has to get all the reps with the one and improve and, you know, master the system a little bit and develop some leadership skills, you know, with his team. So I think it's a real positive for him. I think it's great that Joey Gatewood, you know, can get all these reps with the twos and, you know, sort of learn the system and pick things up this spring. And then, you know, I was expecting him to be back after spring break and, you know, pick up that really long ball.
Yeah, I got to think that, you know, Barry and I talked about it yesterday. I mean, Stidham's just, you know, going out there and trying to stay sharp. To me, the most interesting, I wouldn't say the most interesting, but certainly something to keep an eye on is between the two guys vying for the second string position at quarterback.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is the start of that that competition. You know, I don't think Joey Gatewood's actually competing yet because I think he's still in the process of learning.
Right.
But it's still sort of the start of it. And then, you know, this is a competition really between those two. It'll be joined by Bo Nix, you know, this time next year. And if Stidham does leave, you know, after this upcoming season, it's going to be a terrific battle. I mean, I think those are going to be three really talented quarterbacks. I think it'll be one of the better quarterback battles Auburn's had in a long time.
With this all-star lineup, Brian Matthews, Jeffrey Lee, J.G. Tate, one of the things people may not realize as part of the Rivals Network and AuburnSports.com, subscription and access to all of the information you guys provide is surprisingly inexpensive, Brian. Tell us about it.
That's right. It's under $10 a month. Sign up for a free trial online. You can get a lot of information just following us on Twitter. And, of course, we've got a terrific message board at the Bunker that's always entertaining, always has something funny or interesting to talk about every day.
That's why I'm a subscriber. I enjoy it. I love it. It's great stuff.
Yep. Appreciate you, Brian. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Brian Matthews, on our Dream.